This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Vanessa, good morning. You're live on breakfast on 729 a.m. Good morning. How's it going in Namibia?
Very well, thank you. And how are you guys doing in Cape Town?
Yeah, not too bad. So for those listening this morning that love Namibia, where in Namibia are you?
I'm in the capital city, Windhoek.
I was there once when I was 9. So that was 1,000 years ago. It's the last time I was in Namibia.
Lots.
Yeah. So do you come to South Africa often?
Not so often. We have family in South Africa, more in Johannesburg,
uh-huh.
That part, Randburg, that part. Yes, but I love Cape Town. Me and my husband, he goes for shooting competitions
okay.
in Cape Town sometimes.
Okay, so he knows how to aim. Vanessa, when I got your email sent to me by your publishers, and I listened to I saw the song, I thought, a song called Life Jacket? This is unusual. What on earth can this song be about? And I listened to it first without hearing the story, and then I get where this is going, but I didn't know the story. Then I went back and read the story, and the song made even more sense to me. So please tell us this very powerful story behind Life Jacket.
Sure, yeah. Life Jacket was born a week before I got sick of COVID. I went for our weekly intercession meeting, and we were praying, and God just said, there's a warning going out. I must be prepared. The enemy is on the attack, and I need to put on my life jacket.
Okay.
And I was like, Lord, put on my life jacket. I don't understand really what you are meaning. And then I just thought by myself, okay, let's pretend I'm putting on a life jacket, but I'm going to declare that this life jacket is Jesus, my Savior. He's my rock. He's my firm foundation. He's my anchor. And yes, a week later, the COVID wave hit our home and I was really sick. And I had my life jacket on. So Jesus saved us, right? He pulled us out of the wave. That was really awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, tell us your personal experience. I mean, COVID is for some people, and that's, I think, the thing about COVID that you're never sure of. How is it going to affect you? You know, even inside your own house, one person battling to breathe, the other person, it felt like a bit of sinus. So you never know how it's going to hit you.
Yeah.
What was your personal experience like? I mean, for you to step up and to be into a space of saying, I've got to reach out to Jesus. So this is clearly something that rocked you. This wasn't a light experience.
No, not at all. No, I was the first one sick in our home. So my husband said, no, you must stay in one room. And we have little kids, so it was really hard to keep them away from mommy.
Of
they
course.
Didn't understand it. Yeah, so I was sick first. So I was in bed like for a whole week where I just couldn't breathe. I could only take like little breaths at a time.
Goodness.
I was so weak, I couldn't even move. Yeah, so my husband had to run the home. He had to look after the kids and make food and clean the house and everything. And then run about a week and a half later, he got sick.
Oh, dear.
And then I was like feeling... Yeah, and then I was like feeling better again, so I could manage the kids. And thank God the kids did not get sick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we helped each other. One was up, one was down, and then we just helped each other like that.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it. So we don't know much about you, Vanessa, except what we have heard from you this morning. We'd love to know more about your music and your music career. Give us a bit of background. When we play your song a bit later, I think it'll be the first time many have heard about you, but now we know about you. So tell us more. Tell us more about yourself.
Yeah, I'm just a normal person. I'm a music teacher. I give kinder music.
Oh.
So I work with kids from birth up till age 6. And then in some afternoons, I give singing lessons and guitar lessons. And yeah, I'm a mother of 2 children, happily married, but I've been singing my whole life, and this past 2 years, I've had this desire of writing my own music. So, it's worship. My heart is to worship. My heart is actually to make Jesus famous, but he's already famous. But I'm laying down my life for him to make him famous for what he does for us.
And what does the future look like? I mean, if you already, you know, you teach music, you understand music, you've already been singing, but now there's a song that's out there. Now people are knowing your name and knowing the music. I mean, what does this mean for you going forward? I mean, I don't know what your expectations were when you released the song, but what does it look like for the future for you?
I have no clue. to be honest with you, I just want to, sing for the world.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, my music is not for just Windhoek, not just for Namibia. I want my music to get out there. Because I live a life of a transformation that God did in my life. Yeah. I have so many testimonies. So I really want to make God famous. So let's see, the songs just come. I'm not like that performers that I have to release a song every month or every 2 months or so.
Mm.
If God releases a song, then God releases a song and then he runs with it.
Yes.
It's in his hands. My future is in his hands.
We love that. So you said something now that made all of our ears go, what? You said you got so many wonderful testimonies. Now, we love a good testimony here on Radio Cape Pulpit. So share one of those stories with us where you can really encourage our listeners that are listening this morning of God that's done something and moved in your life in a powerful way. Because a testimony is a spirit of prophecy, you know, it speaks about the love of God. And if God has done it for Vanessa, he can do it for me too. So share a story with us, Vanessa. We love stories.
Awesome. The biggest testimony for me right now that I want to share with everybody is you always feel like you're not good enough. I always listen to that voice of you're never going to be good enough. You're never going to stand on a stage. You're never going to sing. You're never going to have a song on the radio that's been played for the world. And you know what? If you don't find your identity in Christ, then yeah, he can't actually use you. Because I was this person that wanted to be like somebody else because I didn't know who I was. So I wanted to sound like somebody else. And then I started walking a journey with God and having an intimate relationship with Jesus where I just started seeing how he sees me and start to realize that why he created me the way he created me. And once you know that place, that's a powerful place. That's a powerful place where you rise up and nothing stands in your way. And you don't care what anybody thinks of you because you know God thinks the world of you, you know? So you're doing it's a place of freedom. It's a place of absolute joy and peace. So that's my heart for everybody out there is to really rise up into their identity and their destiny for what God has for them.
And on that note, Vanessa, people are often feeling very insecure about even asking God. They're saying, well, I'm sitting here and I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my destiny is. And then you would ask people, have you ever asked God? And they'd say, well, no, I haven't.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing you must ask. Well, for me, I was laying my life down, literally on the altar. I imagined the altar and I imagined placing myself on this altar. And I said, just God, here I am. Take everything and use me as an instrument in your hand. And that's where it all started. And doors just started opening for me. I had so many favors, to be honest. I had nothing that was work for me. Doors opened, the right people got to me. Everything just fell in place.
Yeah. I had a conversation with a lady you know well, with Yolita Cook, and years ago.
Yes.
And Yolita always said to me, and our listeners, many know Yolita as well. She smiled. She said, if you're going to at some point pray the prayer or say, God, here I am, send me, Allah, Isaiah, God is going to say, absolutely, certainly, here I. That's all I've been waiting for. And that invitation is a ride that nobody knows what the ride is going to be like, where you're going to go and what it's going to look like. But it's what God has destined for you. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy, right, Vanessa? But it just means that God says, well, I was looking for was a willing and able person. Let's go. There's work to be done.
Yes. And for sure, it's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Not one thing that I've done for God was in my comfort zone. Everything was done out of my comfort zone. So it's scary. It's scary. And that's why he said so many times in the Bible, do not be afraid, for I will be with you. And I know, I understand that. Do not be afraid, because you want to feel afraid all the time.
Wonderful words of wisdom coming from Vanessa Fenton this morning. She's the lady behind the song that you're about to hear, living out there in Windhoek, teaching young'uns how to play and be as passionate and love music as much as she does, and reminding us all this morning that God is just looking for a willing heart. And if you truly want to live a life of destiny, it's a time to raise your hand up and say, here I am, God, send me. And that doesn't mean he's going to send you to the other side of the world. There's work to be done in your house and in your neighborhood, right, Vanessa?
Amen. It always starts in your house first.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Vanessa, thanks for this beautiful song. People listening saying, oh, I want to find out more about what Vanessa's up to. Where can I find, buy the song, stream it? Give us some details.
Okay, I have three songs released already. They are all on the digital platforms. These are Apple Music, those type of, you can live stream or you can download them.
Uh-huh.
And then I have two videos released also. They can just go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Vanessa Fenter. Yes, and all the videos will be there.
As easy as you like. You on social media, you do the Facebook thing or the Instagram thing?
I have Facebook, yes, and I'm also on Instagram. They can just go and search for me there.
And I have the joy of actually being able to see Vanessa today on my screen. I feel quite rude. We don't have a camera set up here for people to be able to see us on Zoom. But thank you for sharing your beautiful smile with us. And I do love what's going on there behind you on that shelf. It looks like a menorah there with a beautiful sketch. It looks stunning.
Yes, thank you. Yes, my sister draw this. This is a prophetic painting that when I wrote Life Jacket and I played the raw, just me and the guitar, I sent it to her. And then this is what she saw in the spirit. So it's our hands. And then this is Jesus' hands with holes in it.
It's beautiful. You can't see the picture. Is it a sketch, a pencil sketch, a charcoal? It's hard to see from here.
It's a pencil sketch, yes. Can you see?
Yes, now we can see it. Beautiful. So it's got praying hands and then two other hands cupping over the praying hands, and you can see the holes in the hands. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing it. Thanks that I can describe it to the listeners.
And that you can see this is like there's wrinkles and stuff on the hands. That means it's us.
Yes.
And then this clean hands is Jesus' clean hands.
That's beautiful. The prophetic painting done there from someone in Vanessa's family that you're sharing, showing me here on the screen. And somebody says, what an encouraging conversation of giving out everything to Jesus and letting him take control of your whole life. There is so much joy in it. Thank you, Jesus. So thanks to one of our listeners. Thanks for hanging out with us, Vanessa. Thanks for sharing your passion and your big, beautiful smile with us. And we appreciate that so much. We can't wait to play your song.
If I just can say one last thing.
Of course.
The thing about the song is, in my weakest moment, I heard two voices. And the word says that the battle is in the spirit, and that's really true. I heard an audible voice, two audible voices speaking to me. The one was a deceiving voice that said, it's okay, Vanessa, you can just sleep, breathe out. And I said, yes, that sounds great. Let's do that. And all of a sudden, there was another voice that says, no. Choose life. So I just want everybody to know out there that there are really two voices. And you must really discern which voice is from God and which voice is from the enemy.
Listen carefully and trust God and pray for an ability to discern. Here's that song. Have a beautiful day and a lovely weekend. Thanks so much for your time, Vanessa.
Thank you. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.